Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I hope you can hear me. Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3. Good morning, This is your journal strategist, Jamie's Journal. Good morning. This is March already. It is March 2nd, 2014. And this morning, we are going to start something new. Last month, we were talking about this journal party. And good morning. I see somebody there, but I'm going to get you in a second. We were talking about a journal party, and we had an awesome, awesome time. If you were not a part, you want to go back and listen to the replay. We spent an hour doing the show, and this month is going to be only half an hour. You know, I'm only going to give you a certain amount of time. So, you know, you got to get it right, and then start your way, start your life, start your journey, start your day, start your goals. This morning, we are going to talk about the book of Proverbs. Now, I was looking at this last night before I fell asleep. Because I was totally drained from last week. You know, it was a lot going on, a lot happening, and I even went to a handbag jewelry party on Saturday night, and wow, it was awesome. But still, I was just drained. I was tired. I was like, oh my God. And then I had to go to church on Sunday. And I was like, Okay, so I got in the middle of last night, and I looked over some things, and here I am. Actually, I'm glad I have a couple of Bibles, hand Bibles with me, because I couldn't research all this stuff by myself, really. So I'm excited to start this book of Proverbs. But we want to get to our other partner in crime, if I could get her on here. Good morning, Dr. Arlene Spann. How are you this morning?
How are you this morning?
I am well. How are you?
I am well as well. On a nice ice melting Monday morning.
Hey, it is Monday morning. I hear a little echo. You're not at your usual place.
No, I'm kind of in another arena right now, so you probably hear the echo as a result of that.
Right. So, wow. Okay, so that's your phone that you're using?
It is.
Okay, sounds pretty good. A little echo, but sounds pretty good. For the meantime. But how was your weekend?
My weekend was wonderful. Just great. And yours?
Besides the snow and the ice and everything, it was okay. It was a little hard, but it was challenging, but it was okay. It was good. I was saying, but last night at what, 6:37, I just went right to sleep. So I could not, you know. Well, me, I'm early. You know, I'm an early riser, and if anybody knows me, I need my rest. You know, Mondays are really my rest days, and if I get some stuff done, that's great. But Mondays are my rest days. So usually I'm around my house cleaning or, you know, just watching TV, which I don't normally do. You know, and there's a lot of stuff on TV, cooking shows and stuff. But I have this book coming out, and one of my goals was this weekend to do some of it. And I did 2 days of it. But my goal for the year, ladies and gentlemen, is to keep on writing, which is hard. But I'm going to do it anyway because it's an uncomfortable thing to me because I don't normally do that. What I do is I just get on the show and I talk, and then that's it. But this year, We're having a mompreneurs event in May, and I already got some people that are coming. They said they're coming, but I'm still waiting. Dr. Ellingson, I know you're going to come, so I might give you a little extra bonus, you know, when you do show up, because I know you're always there. And then in September, which I'm trying to figure out whether I want to change the date or not, we're having a vision party. We're having a vision conference, which we had last year, and it was phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. So, and this year, honestly, this year I'm giving out free books. Whoever registers, I'm giving out the free books. I mean, I'm writing the books and giving them out. So it's not just, no, I'm writing the book myself, and I'm giving it out. So whoever comes, whoever joins, whoever I don't know if people are going to volunteer or not, but whoever comes, whoever, you know, or if you know of anybody who is a mompreneur or who is a speaker, an author, a business owner, a network marketer, you know, let me know, and they will get a free book once they register. And the registration is low. It's not, you know, $100. You know, it's a low cost. Because normally I charge $20, $25, maybe $50. But this year I'm going low first. So I'm excited about that because it's something different that I have not done. And it's something that I'm keeping myself accountable. I'm keeping myself connected to something I haven't really done the last couple of years, which is written. So, Arlene, do you have any goals this year you really, really want to meet?
I think one of the goals, as we're going through the Proverbs and for this year, is, for me, one of my goals is a closer walk. And as I'm putting books together, my goal this time is to see not only what it is that I want to share with the listening audience or share with the world, but what is it that the world needs, and looking at it from that standpoint as well, and then taking the writings and centering them around how I can better serve what I'm putting in the book form. Is it something that they need, or is it just a good read? Like they could say, well, yeah, that was a good book, but there was no content. So I want to make sure that the content in each book is it has some relevance to what others are doing in their life. So that's kind of where I'm going this year. My focus is, even when I speak, that's what the focus is on where am I relevant to someone else. Yes, back to you.
Awesome. And that's what I kind of thought. I kind of thought, well, me being an author, I was like, well, let me think what the world needs. But the world needs a lot today. And when we think about what the world needs today, the most things that will not go out of business is Facebook, all social media, because everyone's getting into this digital thing, and books. Everybody needs a book, you know, whether it's personal development or whether it's just adding value from your experience or even doing like a testimony after each chapter, you know, or even putting in your own experience after each chapter. One of the things I'm doing with my book is, I'm a secret, I know some people are on the line listening, but what my mompreneur book is, I'm thinking about mompreneurs. I'm thinking about everyone who does things that are overlooked. You know how a mom does, you know, not only gets the kids up, but they get the kids to school and not only do that, but they read, and not only do that, they cook, not only do that, but they clean, not only do that, but they run around with the kids, you know, they do almost everything. So what I thought about is, in my book is, okay, the usual mom always gets ignored. They always come to this place where they're like, oh, is there ever an end? And sometimes I feel that way, and I'm not even a mother yet. You know, I'm at this place right now where I'm an auntie. I'm a, you know, I'm this, I'm that. I'm a coach. I help people. I help one of my friends if she needs help. You know, I'm all these things. But sometimes we get overwhelmed. We get overlooked. We get ran over so easily. And that's what I thought about. I thought, well, you know, I know this book is, some people have probably already written about it, but I'm going to put my spin on it so that people understand mompreneurs don't have to get ignored.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I'm looking at this May, is putting my own spin on it. Sometimes you want to put your own testimony in it so people understand, oh, she's not just a writer, she's so much more. So, I mean, me being an author is an awesome thing, but sometimes you got to get uncomfortable. I realize, hey, it's already, we're already 18 minutes in. And sometimes I realize with an author, you got to get uncomfortable in what you do. And it's not always easy. You know, you got to really strip away some things to say, okay, I'm going to stay in this room and I'm going to focus until I get something out of myself or something out of my thought process or something out of what I'm putting or investing into my book. So, and Brian Tracy, he writes a list of stuff he wants to talk about. And then he goes at it, and he writes and talks about it, and then he puts in the book, and then he puts it in, I think, different languages and stuff like that. But, you know, being an author is an awesome, awesome thing, but being uncomfortable sometimes is what I need to start doing, because speaking now is easy to me. You know, at one point in my life, I was like, I got to speak? Are you serious? I got to get up and I got to speak on this daggone phone. So now that I'm over it and I'm comfortable, well, I'm not. Sometimes I get uncomfortable. Sometimes I get nervous, like, oh my God, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? What am I going to say? But, sometimes repeat is good. Repetition is good. So then I'm like, okay, well, let me get uncomfortable and do something that I don't normally do, which is talk about the Word, talk about the Bible, talk about some things that I'm doing and some things that I'm experiencing. So, I mean, I hope that gives you a roundabout idea on what to do.
I interject real quick. As I'm listening to what you're saying, and I know that what you are letting the audience know is that you have their best interest at heart. And as you're doing things and as you're reflecting, as both of us, as we're reflecting upon what is it that we want to share, you're not thinking selfishly but selflessly, because like you said, the mompreneurs, and there are many out there, it's important that we see what they're doing, and it's important that we see how they're able to balance. And that's the key thing that I know many of them can bring, is how they're able to balance their regular everyday life with their entrepreneurial life, as well as if they are authors and if they are coaches, how they're able to balance and keep themselves in order. And I know that there are many out there who have a question of, how do you do all that? How do you do it? How do you keep yourself afloat? How? And I know. And I know, as you bring the people and as they come and share, then many more people, not just women, but also men, will be able to see how you can take your life, looking at what you have, and balance it in such a way that not only are you helping yourself, but you're helping others as well. And that's a big, huge issue. So thank you for even bringing that up, and thank you for letting the listening audience know what the intentions are. Because as they begin to see what the lineup is for each and every month, then they're better able to pair themselves, you know, to say, now this is a topic that I really want to know about. And then give them the opportunity to chime in as well and be a part of, not just sitting back listening. That's good, too. We love to have a listening audience, but we like to have the participation as well. So back to you, Jane.
That's correct. That is correct. And we can piggyback all day. But it's really important, and that's why I said last month, you know, unless we have the participation, unless we have the things that are designed to for people to hear us, then, you know, we're not going to get better at what we do. You know, we want to hear from the audience and what they think. You know, we just don't want to be going back and forth and talking and nobody listening to what we're saying. But the other part of being an author, Arlene, too, is letting your voice that you normally hear be heard. You know, we never think of it that way. You know, a lot of times, and over the weekend, I looked. You know, Blog Talk Radio, now you got to pay. You got to pay for people for people to come on and listen to your show. And you're like, what? Yeah. Now, nowadays on Facebook, it's the same way. You got to pay for people to even look at your content. Mm. So where's this money coming from? You know what I mean? So, you know, whether you hear us or not on this show, whether you tune in or not, we're going to put it in the book, we're going to put it out there, and we're going to make it happen. So, and that's the bottom line. And I'm so thankful that there's other ways to get your point across, get your speaking across, and meet new people. You know, I'm just so excited that we have the opportunity to not only read the word, but also write ourselves, write the testimonies, write the prescription, write the goals, write whatever we need to write, put it in the book and say, okay, here's the book. You know, and I'm just so excited just to do that. Some days I don't have enough time to close myself up and say, okay, what is two or three things that I really need to write about next? You know, so many people out there are talking about vision. So many people out there are talking about your dreams and your future. But who out there really goes out there and does it? You know, some people, I just met a guy, I think, last night in one of the groups. And one of the groups that I'm in, he said he's been speaking professionally over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't think that the world today has enough speakers, has enough people to get their voice out there, get their content out there and speak. How crazy is that?
Mm.
It's crazy. It is. What do you think about that?
I think, you know, one way I would respond to that is that means that we have many speakers, but back to what I said earlier, are we giving content? So maybe that's what you're saying. Maybe we are a symbol or a horn just blowing in the wind but not giving the people what it is. And I'm revamping me. And I'm saying that because even when I go back and I listen to things that I've already done, and I'm revamping myself so that I am sharing information that is useful, sharing information that is beneficial, sharing information that people can take to heart and act upon it immediately. So maybe that's what he means, is that we're not giving people things to act upon. Because even, Jamie, when you're talking about Proverbs, as we know, is a book that talks about wisdom and instruction. So maybe what people are looking for is more wisdom and more instruction. And if we're not giving the instructions, maybe that's where the problem lies, in giving the instructions. You know what I mean?
True.
Bassy.
Awesome. But and that's true. I think too, when we go to these conferences and these things that are on the radio and on the Blog Talk Radio and all this stuff, Arlene, I know we have given out some content, but it's not. I don't think it's enough. Sometimes I just don't think it's enough. You know, we were on for 5 days, what was it, January, and it just seemed like, you know, we were talking about the same thing, and we were giving our content, but I don't know, it was just something, you know, I know what people seek, you know, people seek fleshly things, I know what people are seeking, but we are more on the spiritual side. And we are seeking the spiritual aspect. There's a spin to our show, and we keep it clean. We keep it professional. We don't curse. We don't. You know what I mean? So people are looking for that fleshly thing. A lot of us. You know, I even saw some shows on there where, you know, I was like, what? What am I listening to? You know, and that's not how I want to go about the show. So, you know, when you think of Jamie's journal, you think of journaling, you think of great content, and you think of, okay, well, let me sip on my coffee and tea while I listen to them, whether it's a half an hour or an hour show. So I hope what we said, ladies and gentlemen, is something you want to reach out to us and tell us how we're doing, because we have been sharing value. I remember last year we were talking about diabetes so much. Month after month we were talking about diabetes. We were giving that value and sharing our heart and putting our minds out there. And I mean, people listen. People do listen because I get views up and down. I'm always looking at the views. I'm always looking at the, you know, who looks, who doesn't. And I'm sharing constantly, you know, on all social media. So it's not that they're not listening. It's just that people, a lot of times, they want the flesh and they don't look at the spiritual side. That's why, and I didn't do it on this show. But I said every month I was going to talk about getting saved. Talk about, are you saved? Because a lot of you out there, they just want to see, is this a show for me? And it is a show, because if you're right, this is the show for you. But on the other side, you gotta realize, you know, do I want to listen to a fleshly show that talks about dirty stuff, or do I want a show that has value, has great content, and will share what it is that we need to share on everyday life. So, and I know, Arlene, you got some stuff to share. So why don't you share, and then tell us, how can we get in touch with you and get one of your books? I know your books is real, real good.
How you can get in contact with me is Arlene Sweat at gmail.com. or arlenespansweat.com or www.arlenespansweat.com. And just remember this. We want to be sure that we're giving you what you need, not necessarily always what we want, but what is it that we need. And we don't know until you share. So share with us. Go to Jamie's Journal. Share with us or go to our email. Share with us what is it that you need, and then we will bring that to you, back to you, Jamie.
Right. Because, too, I believe last week I met with a lady who's in the Williamstown area, and she does birthing. And she does some kind of a birthing business and with babies and things like that. And she hopefully will be joining us every month or whatever she decides, or maybe in May. Hopefully we will talk today. But, it's important for you to understand that everybody wants to share some good content. And for the month of March, we are going to share the book of Proverbs, which is going through each chapter, looking and seeing what is good for us to listen to, what is good for us to share, and what is not good for us to share. Now, I've already read chapter 1 of Proverbs. Today is chapter 2. You want to go and read the chapter. I'm giving you the homework because we didn't get in time to look into it. But the book of Proverbs says wise sayings about practical affairs of everything life. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and then shun evil. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. That is Proverbs 9, verse 10. And we are out of time, so I want to thank you for joining us. You can email us all the time, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, ladies and gentlemen, and let us know what things you want to hear, and are we adding the right value? I know everyone out there that's listening to us spiritually needs some kind of a wisdom, and you need to stay connected to the One who gives you that wisdom, which is God. So I want to thank you and bless your day, and we will be back on live on Wednesday. But I gave you that challenge, ladies and gentlemen. You have Proverbs 1 to chapter 3 to read. So on Wednesday, we will be talking about Proverbs chapter 3. God bless you, and I will chat with you soon. Have an awesome day.